We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Bulls Nation, welcome in to CSGO Bulls post game, coming to you live from our studios here in West Loop, downtown Chicago. I'm Peck, Bulls_Peck, joined by my guy, Big Dave.
Bam!
Bears.
BAWL Sports, our pal and producer on the controls, Joey Spathis. Our guy, Will the Goat, will join us from the UC later on tonight's post game to help us break down this Bulls loss to the Clippers. Two Clippers games in the span of 1 week, two L's. Pretty similar scripts. Mm-hmm. Bulls hang around. Mm-hmm. Bulls hang around. Mm-hmm. Bulls fight back. Mm-hmm. Bulls try to make a run. Mm-hmm. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George say, not so fast. And put the Bulls away.
Yeah, it was playing with their food. Was the best way I can kind of put that. They continue to keep them at arm's length. It's kind of like when a little kid is trying to punch you and you just got your hand on their head. Mm-hmm. And they're just swinging at you, fine, but they can't hit you.
Yeah, yeah.
They might come close to hitting you or something, but you're never really in danger. Mm-hmm. And then when you finally decide to put him away, you throw him to the other side of the room. And he'll run and go cry and tell your mom. But, it was an ass whooping.
It was a respectable ass whooping.
And when I say, an NBA ass whooping by a team that's better than you, but they just had two players who were incredibly hot.
Yeah.
And they could not miss their three-point shots. The Bulls were hitting their shots.
Yeah.
Like, they would come down and score. Come down and score. And they couldn't stop anybody.
The Bulls shot 48 from the field. And nearly 46% from three.
Yes.
16 of 35 from the three-point line for the Bulls tonight.
Yes.
You will gladly take that any night.
Any night, every night, I would take that. But then they said, well, you take this then.
The problem was that the Clippers as a team shot 59% from the field.
Yeah, I've heard that's good. Anybody heard that's good?
Finished with 28. Kawhi finished with 27. Get this. Paul George and Kawhi combined to shoot 23 of 29 from the field.
Wow.
I mean, it's not Daniel Gafford good. R.I.P. the streak, by the way. It ended in the opening minute of that Mavs game.
Daniel Gafford.
Not quite there.
You'll never hear me not talk about that.
But, I mean, that's just how do you overcome that? That is just two assassin offensive weapons cooking. Bulls couldn't stop them. DeMar made a little one-man run at the beginning of the fourth when the Bulls were still in this.
Yeah.
He scored like 8 straight points, knocked down a three, drove to the paint, knocked down another three. And you're like, okay, Bulls are within 8 here.
Yeah.
maybe we'll see some magic again. But I think the combination of the tired legs from all the energy expended in their dramatic win in OT last night, plus not having a Coby White out there to also help DeMar. Mm-hmm. If you're not getting stops, it's damn near impossible to match the offensive firepower of that Clippers team. Mm-hmm. And DeMar just didn't have enough support tonight.
No, he didn't. He didn't have enough support. And I didn't expect DeMar to carry us tonight. It wasn't on him to carry you tonight. He did his job yesterday.
Yeah.
His job was for everyone else around him. But when your number two is clearly injured and not going to be out there, other guys have got to step up. And you got to hope that they can do that thing. Like I said, they were hitting their shots. It just, like, Torrey Craig started off, you know, hitting his threes, good, looking pretty hot, you know what I'm saying, doing it like that. That was fine, but then he kind of tailed off. You don't expect Torrey Craig to be the one to carry you. Vooch, 19 points, I believe he had. 8 of 14 shooting. That's cool, but you need a little more. Caruso, I think you always max out on him when he's over 10 points.
Yeah.
So when he gives you 17 after he just gave you 20, I mean, that's awesome stuff right there.
Exactly.
But the
By
key-
the way, for the second consecutive game, matching his career high with 5 made threes.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't ask much more from Caruso when it comes to his offensive contributions than that.
You can't. You can't at all, man. But I think the key was the guy I talked about was Ayo Dosunmu. We knew he was going to play, like Matt said, 56 minutes. He ended up playing 34. But I was concerned about him moving from that two spot to that point guard spot because mm-hmm. he had really kind of just found his area
yeah.
being that number two guy. And I wanted to see how he would respond in that role. And he struggled a little bit. And I'm sure I'm going to put some of the back-to-back on there too as well. But, you know, 2 of 11, 1 of 5 from 3, 7 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. Is what he kind of finished with, and he was a minus 24.
Mm-hmm.
Not to take away from the minus 25, minus 22 from the from Caruso,
from Caruso and Vooch, yeah.
But your point guard being a minus 24 will always, always, always hurt you, man. Like, but again, he was playing out of position. I think he's really kind of carved out where he wants to be, mad at where he needs to be,
yeah.
And that's at that two spot. But you got to go with that when Kobe's not available, and he did the best he could. You know, Ayo did, man.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, we talked in pregame about trying to make up for the, you know, absence of Coby White tonight. And yeah. I think shifting Caruso or shifting, you know, Ayo's role into Kobe's role mm-hmm. is a big ask. Ayo really hasn't handled that kind of responsibility in a while.
Yeah.
And it's predictable yeah. the way that it worked out. And making up for Kobe's huge allotment of minutes.
Yes.
You know, DeMar ended up with 36, Vooch 35, Caruso 36. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Ayo's minutes. The bench, which is just so thin mm-hmm. when you don't have Julian Phillips on top of everybody else you're already missing.
Super thin.
I mean, Onrell Batum and Javon Carter each led with 17 minutes off the bench. Drummond had 16. Dalen Terry had 13.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then Billy waves the white flag with 2.5 minutes left, and the rest of, you know, the folks get in there.
Oh, then the fun began.
Andrew Funk did make his NBA debut.
Oh,
tonight. Man.
What a...
Not before Henry Drell got in before he did and launched just... I don't know what the hell that was.
Don't know what to call it, Joey. But, I know you ain't seen it. We'll have to show it to you about what that looked like, but... My goodness.
I was able to hear your reaction and then judge how just.
I don't think my reaction does it justice.
Maybe not, but I loved your reaction.
I've never really seen a shot like that in an NBA game. That's a new one for me, man. But, man, that was tough, man.
Man. Just real quick interjection. Side note, our guy Lawrence in the comments there. Letting y'all know that there is an Emergency Bears podcast coming later tonight.
Yes.
Hopefully soon.
Be ready.
No, we're the only pod.
No,
we're the only. No, no, they can't do it right now.
Keenan Allen, let's do it.
We're not doing it.
We're talking about a game in which the Bulls lost to the Clippers by double digits for the second time in the span of a week, and Henry Drell played some minutes. Who cares that the Bears just traded for Keenan Allen?
Come on, man. Keenan Allen. You give me 2 minutes on this. Keenan Allen, dog, what a great trade. I think it's awesome, but he's always injured. He's often injured, but when he's not injured, he's one of the best receivers in the NFL. Even though he's at the age of 31, that is truly awesome package because you're not asking him to be a number one like he was with the Chargers. You're asking him to be a number two because DJ Moore is right there. That still gives you an opportunity to get you a rookie receiver and get him up to speed just in case Keenan Allen gets hurt. I like the move. Solid move. Only one more move to make.
I love it. I love the enthusiasm. Okay. If you told me 5 years ago,
yeah,
that the Bears got Keenan Allen, I would be so amped.
Yes.
I'm less amped now because of what you said, which is that the dude is always hurt.
Often injured, yes.
When you think about it as knowing we just said goodbye to Darnell Mooney.
Oh, I'm starting, Larry.
He made his money.
I'm starting straight.
On a new deal a couple days ago, got himself some nice guaranteed dollars. And then saying, okay, Darnell Mooney out, Keenan Allen in.
Hey,
that's an upgrade.
Keenan Allen played 2021, 16 games. 16 games 2021.
2022?
13 games 2023. Injury-riddled history, no doubt. A lot of that from earlier in his career, 2015, 2016, 9 games combined. But, maybe shedding that label a little bit.
No, everything Matt is saying is why I think it's a good move, because it's a number two.
Yeah.
It's not a number one. If it was number one, then I'm feeling like this.
Yeah.
But number two, yes, often injured.
A guy his size with 31. His injury and his age is not a number one.
Yes, correct.
As an NFL receiving core.
Correct. Clearly a number two. Solid move for a number two receiver right there. Man.
I mean, it's bold. It's a bold move. I am always in favor of the Bears making bold moves.
Yes.
As a Chicago sports fan in general, in favor of people making bold moves.
We like bold moves.
As opposed to being complacent. Because, hey, the Bears were competitive today.
Mm.
Also, what I will say that I've always appreciated about Keenan Allen.
Tell me.
Especially in the latter seasons of his career. One of the best beard to chin strap ratios in the NFL.
Oh, yes, man.
That dude is 86% beard.
Yes, he is.
And I love it.
Yes. Oh, yes, he is, man. That's when he started getting injured. The beard started growing to protect him a little bit more,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Dude, Keenan Allen and DJ Moore.
If I'm
going to
keep taking hits across the middle like this, what if I grew out a beard?
Dude, Keenan Allen and DJ Moore is a formidable receiving core, all right? That is formidable for the quarterback who's coming in, and that will be Caleb Williams.
And now you also have, a tight end tandem of our guy Cole Kmet, yes, shout out, and Gerald Everett.
And then you got Swift back there, along with Khalil Herbert, along with Roschon Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just picked up some new guys for the offensive line, even though the center they picked up was rated the worst offensive lineman in the league.
Yeah.
But I was like, worse than us? Like, really? I don't know. Oh, man, I got to see this. But, dude, they're making moves to set up that offense. They're making moves to set up that defense and get them right. Again, only one move to make. Only one more move to go.
And still a month to wait.
Oh, so tune in to that emergency Bears pod, guys. Listen to those guys. They're going to be covering it from the Ruta to the Tuta, the top to the bottom.
That's true. Mm. Shout out to our Bears crew.
Yes.
Always working hard. Always. They're going to have themselves a couple of fun draft night watch parties at Joe's here in the city. Sign up, RSVP, let them know you want to come party for the Bears draft.
Joey?
Yes.
When the Bears, next Bears event?
What?
Next Bears event?
Circa, right?
Yeah.
The next party week. Up at Circa.
Circa.
Tell the people.
In case they miss it in pregame.
Circa.
We plugged it in pregame, but.
Circa, Waukegan Sportsbook, CHO Bears will be doing a live show 9:30 a.m. next Thursday, and then followed by that will be a live CHO March Madness show. Plus, Braggs, Cody Carm, some of the other guys are going to be hanging out at Circa, watching the games, March Madness tipping off that day. So it's honestly one of the best days of the year, in my opinion. Thursday of March Madness.
Oh, God.
Come
it's
on.
The best.
It is just a beautiful time.
It's the best.
So head out there. Waukegan, Circa Sportsbook.
All right. You heard him.
Peter in the comments saying, best Bulls news of the day. That's right. Can Keenan Allen play point guard?
Well, I don't know.
We don't need
another injured superstar.
Maybe we should just brand this like CHO Bears Emergency Podcast.
Sure.
I'm not mad at it.
You know,
while y'all wait, y'all
want to talk about this 126-111 Bulls loss to the Clippers?
Because, you know what? I'll say this: we have 238 people watching, which is a great number. And I think some of those people might be coming because they're looking for the Bears Emergency Podcast.
Yes,
so
based on the comments I've read.
Yeah,
so I want to take advantage of our increased viewership here and say, smash that like button on 3, 1, 2, three. Hit the like button for Ryan Poles. Hit it for Keenan Allen. Hit it for the Chicago Bears. Hit it for the Bulls, too.
Here's an idea, Joe.
Okay.
What if we hold our fellow Bears fans hostage for just a second?
Sure.
And say that we will not hit go on the CHGO Bears emergency pod to talk about Keenan Allen.
I agree.
Until we get the likes up on our Bulls postgame show.
I'm going to say.
After a double-digit loss.
I'm going to Slack message.
How about we do that? How about we all work together for a second?
A team,
that's right. And we're up 10 likes. We're up 10 likes just in saying that. So I'm going to text Adam Hoge right now in Slack.
Yes.
And I'm going to say, we're at 70 likes. Bears will not go live until we are at least 115. We need 115
like
likes.
115
least.
Likes.
Before Adam the comments saying, you got my like for Keenan Allen and your show. Thank you.
Up to 85 already.
Manny, I liked it too.
Yes.
Taylor saying, send it. TJ saying, unsmash so I could smash again.
Send us all the likes. Spin it over here, man. All of it, because we are Bears fans up over here, too. We
are diehards here.
We were at the game. We were at the game when Tyson Bagent made his appearance against Minnesota.
Oh,
we were there.
That Bears-Vikings game where Justin got hurt.
I was there to watch the opening game of Bears-Packers, and more disgusting.
There will be no podcast for Keenan Allen until we are at 115 likes.
Joey means it, and we're at 100 just off of that.
Look at that.
15 more. And it will be a podcast, guys. 15 more if you want the Keenan Allen emergency
pod. Chris is like, everybody like it. Please.
Just hit it up.
Please. Yeah.
Everybody hit these likes.
Bears fans are thirsty.
We will give it to you, man.
Hoge, Braggs, Carm, all locked in Troll Joe's treasure chest right now.
So true.
And will not be unlocked and freed.
That's right.
Until the likes go
up. Until the likes go. He wants the thumbs. Give him the thumbs, people. Show him you can and give him the thumbs, damn it. Hand it off to him. I see you doing it. And there it is. They have broken it.
Hey, look at that.
Y'all are
shout out to Vince.
Bears, you have our permission to begin the show.
Congratulations.
OBJ. Wow, look at this. Look at this.
You all are amazing.
Chris saying, let's talk about a Chicago sports positive. Charlie saying, never been this happy after a Bulls loss. Terrible Marquette half. Oh, we got a Marquette fan hanging out
here.
Hey,
shout out to Marquette, man.
Were you at that game where, there was fraternizing with the enemy? Can we tell Eberflus that he's not allowed to hang out with Matt LaFleur like that?
He's not allowed to hang out with him like that. Sit in front court and all that, man.
We haven't addressed this yet because we do a Bulls show and not a Bears show.
Sure.
What the hell is with this Matt Eberflus, I'm like dressing trendy and have a new haircut shit?
What, you have a problem with somebody upgrading themselves?
I have a problem if he's trying to like convince Bears fans of some magical glow up when he's still a shit coach.
Oh my God. The person can't even look better. All he's trying to do is look better.
No.
Something's wrong with you,
man. It's fool's gold.
His wife said, hey, you know what? I think you look better with a beard. Hey, you know what? I think you look better with a haircut. And Matt's like, get that shit out of here.
I don't like it.
I don't want you to have any of that.
Feel like they're trying to pull one over on us.
Look
at this guy.
Oh, my gosh, man. That's crazy.
He looks a little less unkempt than the Bears head coach that we have been enduring for a while now, and no Bears fans are convinced is the right guy for the job.
First of all, he was already a clean-shaven person in general with a slick-back haircut. He was already together. He decided to grow out the beard, and he decided to make the hair a little more poofy a little bit. He looks nice. That ain't got nothing to do with him and his coaching. We're still on the same
page. You don't find it at all suspicious when Eberflus shows up for his first press conference in a while. It just like looks like a completely different person.
I don't find that suspicious at all. I don't see anything wrong with that. That's the thing, Matt. Like, what's wrong with it? What's wrong with looking better? I think that's a good thing. You shaved your mustache. You gave him different looks. It's what you do. You give the people something different. Doesn't mean they're like, oh, man, you know, Matt's still just in love with the season now. like, no. He's still the same person. He is who he is, man. It will all be determined when he walks on that field. All right? When he walks on that field and he's still the same trash coach I saw last year who I was like, didn't need to fire this guy. I don't care. He'll just be a better looking person that I'm like, fire this guy. Like, so it's about what he does when he walks on the field, okay? That's when then I'll care. But he has been giving a team. All right? They are stacked. The Bears are stacking themselves up. One move to make.
Speaking of which, David Terry in the comments said he's trying. Eberflus is trying to impress Caleb Williams with his new his new stylish looks. Hey, Caleb. You want to go to some trendy retail shops
or a
trendy Chicago restaurant this evening?
I think that's what the Green Bay coach saw. He said, you're looking kind of nice. I never wanted to hang out with a Bears coach before, but I like how you are looking, so come hang out with me and Marquette. No, that's not how it go. Bears, Keenan Allen. It's a good move, man. Getting Keenan Allen is a really good move because he's number two.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got great – we already know his – we ain't got to run down how good of a receiver he is. But also it's a huge one for the Chargers losing that. Just getting a new coach in a guy, Harbaugh, mm-hmm. getting him out there.
Yep.
Herbert losing probably a favorite target of his.
I can't imagine that Herbert is very happy about this.
And then we took their tight end on top of that too. So what the Chargers got going on?
And didn't the Chargers just let Mike Williams go?
Mike Williams
Who's catching passes there next season?
Excellent point. Like, what's going on with the Chargers, man? But hey, not our problem. We'll take it. Come on, Keenan Allen.
Oh. Come on. Jake, Jiraj in the comments. Let's throw a grenade in here.
Here we go.
I think the Keenan Allen deal is proof that we're giving Fields weapons and trading down.
And I'm going to cut that talk off right there.
Oh, man. We here at CHGO Bulls have avoided, I feel, 96% of the Bears fan Fields versus Williams toxic discourse that has been going on for months now.
Correct.
We have our own shit that we deal with.
We got some shit to handle.
But when it comes to Chicago fans and Bears fans tearing each other apart over the last couple months about this QB decision and the draft decision, we have just steered clear of that.
We have.
But every once in a while, I will dip my toe into it in some way. Latest example, I quote tweeted the 108 tourney the other day because our guy Herb from CHGO Sox, shout out, had himself a matchup. And I told, you know, my Twitter followers, hey, vote for our guy Herb.
I see you, Strick.
And the first and nearly immediate reply to me telling people to vote for Herb was someone saying, nah, man, he's a part of the Justin Fields cult. I can't. Like, yo, for real, Chicago?
Wow.
Is this where we have come to?
Come on, man. We can be better than that.
Oh, I wish. Goodness.
Believing in Justin Fields is a cult, apparently.
That's crazy.
Not believing in Justin Fields. Also, I guess, a cult.
Yes. What cult do you like?
Does it have to be cults?
Man. Why can't
what would the Bulls equivalent to this be like? God, I can't.
Well,
stop playing between. We need Funk in the building. This is Funk's team right now. Like that. Like
keep DeMar or trade DeMar? Would it be that? Or would it be keep Zach or trade Zach?
I mean, it's nowhere. It's not even the same ballpark.
No, I know.
As far as heightened.
We're talking about the equivalent, though, of what it is. Like,
I think maybe, you know, a while back, sign Zach to a new max contract or don't.
Yeah,
might be the closest.
Yeah, that was overtaking Will's.
Yeah,
Will's calling
in. We haven't talked about the game for 1 second.
Well, you know what we should do real quick is knock out a couple of ads, and then we'll bring Will in. If there are any Bulls fans who are here still hanging out with us,
oh my god,
we still have over 200 people.
We got it. There we go. We got to get Will's take on Keenan Allen. Yes. Hit that like button if you haven't done it yet. Thank you for everybody who did, even though you were here because you thought it might be an emergency Bears pod. That is on the way. And we got the GOAT on the other side of the break.
Yeah.
Big Dave, what do we got?
Well, I'm enjoying, this is how I find my chill, is what we're doing right here, talking about Subversive Bulls podcast, and we're doing it with some cold Coors Light.
Chill-o.
Oh, so whether your team is stressing you out or life in general, things can feel a little chaotic. But that's why Coors Light helps you find moments to chill all year long. I said all year long.
All
year. And you know how I know it's chill? Because check out the Frosty Blue.
Oh, yeah, baby.
That's how I know that it's cold activated. Oh, when it hits your lips. So good. It is delicious, man. I love just watching that thing turn. I really do enjoy that, seeing that happen.
So satisfying.
So satisfying, so delicious, so crisp, and so refreshing. And you can join in on the fun as well. You can find your chill with Coors Light, just like we did. Because when those mountains turn blue, it's as cold as the Rockies, y'all. Coors Light is cold lager, cold filter, and cold package for a smoother finish. When it's time to chill, just open that Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment, crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. So when it's time to chill, like I told you, that's the beer you and I should be reaching for. Because I know I am, and I know you will too. So get Coors Light delivered straight to your door. With Instacart, you heard me. Don't even get off your couch. Mm-mm. Instacart will bring you your beer.
I hate getting off my couch.
Oh, he so hates getting off his couch.
So minutes between getting off my couch at home and coming to sit in this chair, torture.
Oh, but he knows why. One of the reasons he's coming, because he knows cold Coors Light is here waiting for him, baby.
You darn tootin'.
That's right. But you can get it delivered with Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/CHGO. Basketball. That's CoorsLight.com/CHGO basketball because it's Coors Light. Find your chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hey. Tonight's post game also brought to you by our friends at Circus Sportsbook, who use that wonderful tight money line split and their low hold model. Always striving to have those starting odds for whatever you want to be betting on. Game spreads, point total over unders, player props at -110. Unlike a lot of other sports books these days who have started to push those starting odds at from 110 to -115 or -120 for no good reason at all. Mm. Not Circa, though. Mm. They also keep as little money as possible on those large market bets. Mm. Say, for example, if you have an inkling for who's going to win NBA's Most Improved Player of the Year award. Maybe you want to put a little money on who's going to win NBA's Most Clutch Player of the Year award. Which, by the way, after last night, DeMar DeRozan, highest odds.
Right there.
DeMar DeRozan, leading odd man to win Clutch Player of the Year.
Awesome. Bring it home, baby.
Love it.
Bring it home.
All of those types of bets for NBA season-long awards, NBA playoff results. The best place to find the best value for those kind of bets is at Circa, who, of course, you know because we've told you before, but we'll remind you, have unparalleled, unquestionably the very best customer service in the world of sports betting.
Yes.
Real people behind that Circa Sports Illinois app who resolve any issues you might have. Unlike the dreaded chatbots used by those other sports betting apps. All aspects of their app are being run by the same team who run their impeccable, incredible, delightful Circa Sportsbook at Circa Resort and Casino in Vegas. Super. Download that Circa app at circasports.com/Illinois-app to sign up today. Also, be on the lookout for their Circa events, watch parties, and tailgates, including the one Joe just told you about a few minutes ago. If you or someone you know may have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537. Text GAMB to 833-234 or visit areyoureallywinning.com.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph, I believe it's time for some talk.
Hit it, Joe.
That's where it's the GOAT! The GOAT!
That's awesome.
Joining us on that Goat Talk hotline, it's our guy, Willie Go Gottlieb, checking in from the United Center. Follow him for all of his Bulls reporting and updates, Will_Gottlieb. Will, before we get your thoughts on tonight's game, people want to know, because there are plenty of Bears fans in our chat right now who thought this was the emergency Bears show.
Yes.
Your take on the Bears trading for Keenan Allen about 20 minutes ago.
I mean, I literally just learned about it. I'm pretty freaking excited. I mean, I don't know what the salary cap like implications of this are, like how much, but that's like a star wide receiver for a fourth round pick. That seems like a great trade. Again, I don't really understand the cap dynamics of football at all, but I'm pretty excited about that. I would assume he was pretty excited about that in the locker room after the game. I think it's a big win.
I love how Goat's thought immediately goes to how does this affect the salary cap?
Immediately.
That is such
Salary cap works.
I mean, obviously it's going to help you on the field, right? Like that you now have like one of the top wide receiver tandems in the league. So is this like a thing that's going to break the bank to where they can't, you know, make any other additions or like, I just don't know. So it's super exciting. I think they're going to be like an incredible offense. Now you get Swift in there, you get two star receivers for a great rookie quarterback. That's pretty freaking exciting.
No, it's very exciting, Will. And first of all, shout out to Lawrence who says, I'm staying here, y'all. I'm staying right here. But, Will, when you watch this back, you'll see that this turned into a Bears pod for the past 15 minutes because these fans wanted that. We're starving for some Bears talk, and we got to give the people what they want. But since you're there, after you see, and we all watch this game, do have questions for you on that, sir. We saw what happened right now. It just looked like a NBA beating or NBA beatdown, and I mean that in a nice way. Like, you saw them playing with their food. It's the best way I could kind of say it. Best players beat the Bulls players. You saw Paul George. You saw Kawhi Leonard just doing what they do, just being great. 23 of 29, I believe Matt said they were combined for.
Stupid.
Just tell me your thoughts on the game, Will. Did you feel like that same kind of way that just kept them at arm's length that entire game?
Yeah, I mean, you're coming off of an overtime game last night in Indiana. You come back here. You've got no Kobe White. Obviously, Zach and Patrick are out. Obviously, Lonzo's been out. So it's just this team is feeling a little bit depleted right now. And when you're going up against a team that has, you know, albeit no James Harden, they still have Kawhi and Paul George and Norm Powell and Bones Highland really stepped up for them. So just, I think, too much talent on the other end of the court to where, like, there just wasn't a level of shot creation that could match them shot for shot. And even though I think they did shoot the ball pretty well, I just didn't really feel like it was ever – I mean, it felt competitive, so to speak, but it was really like a 15-point game this entire time. So they definitely gave it an effort and like kept themselves in the game, never completely folded. But it just there was too much firepower on the other side of the court. And, you know, obviously, like, losing Kobe or not having him in the lineup doesn't really kill you defensively. Like, you should be able to recover from that. Okay. But I mean, like you guys said, they were just shooting the lights out and could not miss. Kawhi and Paul George in the first quarter, I think they combined missed one shot on like 12 of 13 from the field or something like that combined. So it's just a little too much, I think, overwhelming offensive firepower from the Clippers tonight.
Will, Big Dave was talking about how, you know, Io's role had to kind of change tonight, you know, offensively speaking, in that backcourt with Kobe sitting out with his hip injury and did not have a great night. He shot just 2 of 11, had a few turnovers. You mentioned that Io was stoked about the Keenan Allen news in the locker room. Curious if you guys got to talk to him about what happened in the game tonight and how Io felt that he played and the team played. I mean, it sounds like this is just going to be a short-term, you know, knock on wood, absence for Kobe. But even still, on a night when the Bulls kept it competitive, you know, maybe closer than some would have expected, Io kind of changing roles and not having a great night was certainly something noticeable.
Yeah, didn't have a chance to get Io on the record at all, but that was probably the thing that stood out to me most from Billy Donovan's post-game comments, was just that he felt like that Io was going to get a lot better from this game because he felt like he had opportunities to create closeouts for his teammates, and it didn't really happen that way. So I don't have the stat sheet in front of me anymore, but I know he was not super efficient from the field. But I think you kind of saw where he's like kind of tapped out as like that third or fourth offensive option, where he's really attacking closeouts, making decisions, like the play that I broke down in that, you know, diehard GOAT 101 column, breaking down like how he's able to get easy baskets in the half court when he's got to create those on his own, or when he's got to be more of a featured option where he's doing that like on a regular basis and not just kind of on a one-off situation, it is a little bit more difficult for him. So that's area for him to grow. And I think he will get to that point. I think this was like a real opportunity for him. But that was one of the things that Billy noted, and I thought was a good point, was that, like, you know, they just did not have a lot of shot creation. Obviously, you can give it to Vooch in the post at times. DeMar's going to do his thing. And he did as best he could when you've got Kawhi and Paul George thrown at you all night. But they just really did not have a lot of shot creation outside of that. And so now you're relying on offensive rebounding or just grifting fouls and getting the free throw line, or Javon Carter and Vooch even, and all these guys just like getting threes up really quick in the shot clock, because that might be the best shot you get on that possession. And so I think it was an opportunity for Io to kind of start to progress into a role where he's creating more offense for not only himself, but those closeout opportunities for everybody else.
All right, Will. After dark, go after dark. That's how we roll, baby.
Quaff after dark. Oh, my stars.
For Klimt. Just to tell you, Will, Lauren said that the Bears have a ton of cap space. So the cap space is vast.
This doesn't really have any effect on the Bears' cap space. It's his biggest cap hit will be this year. I think
what I meant by that was like, how could they only get a star receiver for a fourth round pick? He must have like a really bad contract situation.
Or he's old and always.
Chargers are definitely, we're strapped for cap.
Yeah, yeah, true. Those things got.
I mean, is he old? Like, what's the deal?
31 years old, 31.
I'm 31. That's not
the Chargers had four. The Chargers had four.
You have
major
very different
free agents.
Jobs, Will.
Will, what, Real quick, want to ask about Javon Carter and the way his game played tonight. He had one of his best games that I've seen in I don't know how long. He was 5 of 7, I believe, from the field, 2 of 3 from the three-point line, led the Bulls in plus minus. I think it was a plus 11, if I'm not mistaken. Just talk about his game and how he felt and if Billy had anything to say about that.
Yeah, Billy kind of talked about him pregame, about just like his level of maybe not confidence, but willingness to shoot the ball. And he was saying that, like, you know, Javon's a really, you know, he's very concerned about making sure that the team gets the right shot in that possession. And he mentioned, you know, his size and his ability to shoot over closeouts. And when he feels like maybe, you know, the closeout is coming too quick, he can't get the shot off, now he's going to pass out of it. And the team has encouraged him to continue shooting the ball, and he knows that he needs to. And I think we kind of saw that tonight, again, in a situation where you don't have a lot of shot creation, you got to get the ball up, because that might be the best shot that you get in any shot clock. And so you don't want to just like pass the ball around the horn for, you know, 18 seconds and then realize that you have 6 seconds to score and just give the ball to DeMar and let him cook. Like, that's exhausting for DeMar to do for 40 minutes. So I thought he did a really good job of not thinking and shooting. And he did that. He came in, I think he was 9 points on 4 for 4 right away. You know, he's going to make mistakes and he is undersized, but he's obviously a much better shooter than he has been for the first part of this season. I see him in practice. I see him pregame. He's drilling everything. He was a 42% shooter last year with the Bucks. Like, he can get those shots up. I think it's just a comfort thing, and understanding your role and what the team needs of you to be successful, and not just like, do I need to shoot this or not, but like, what kind of shot does the team need on this possession, and when can I give you that? So, yeah, I thought he played a lot better, and hopefully he can roll that forward into the next couple games here, even when Kobe gets back, because they do need more shot making in general.
Well, I'm curious if Billy had any detail updates on the fact that Julian Phillips did not play tonight. He was on the injury report for the first few days of the week, did play in the front end of their back-to-back last night, looked okay out there, looked like his usual athletic, young, spry self. And then somewhat unexpectedly, at least from my perspective, he doesn't get the green light to play tonight. Any kind of timetable? What are we looking at here? It seems like it's a foot soreness issue. What, given how shorthanded this team already is, as you know, even as a second round rookie, he's been giving them some decent minutes recently.
Yeah, no further update from Billy other than he was not going to be able to go tonight. So we'll have to hear more about that. But yeah, right foot soreness held him out. And it doesn't seem like it's going to be too big of a thing, but just no real information on that so far.
No, thank you.
Say it one more time.
Anything else about Kobe we should know, Goat?
The first thing he said was, Billy, was that it was not severe. They did some testing this morning to get a sense of the injury. But, I mean, Kobe was kind of like up and standing around and joking around with his teammates after the win last night. Does not seem like it's a major thing, and all the tests were negative when they did the imaging. So I don't think it's going to be a long-term thing. Woj reported that he could be back as soon as Saturday. If it were up to me, I'd probably hold him out to like past the Monday game, because you've got the Wizards on Saturday here, who are, with all due respect to the Pistons, the worst team in the league. They are really bad, and they have no interest in winning, and I think you'd probably be okay without him. And then same thing with the Blazers, a little bit of a better team, and maybe you get him back, but like, why not give him a full week to recover, get a little bit of rest on those legs, and have him ready to go for the final, you know, 10, 12, 14 games of the year. But I feel like at a certain point with the opponents that are coming up, it probably makes more sense to rest him. But if he's feeling good and there's no real concern, which it seems like there isn't, maybe they just try to get him out there on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
All right, well, thank you for joining us, Goat. We appreciate the time. Everybody out there in Bulls Nation, make sure you read what our guy Goat is writing about your beloved Bulls. AllCHGO.com is where you can find that writing. Be sure to check out the Goat 101 that dropped earlier this week. Extensive breakdown on some of the stuff that the Bulls are running for IO on the offensive end. Great stuff there. Mm-hmm. If you want to read those in the future, sign up to become a diehard if you aren't already. Will_Gottlieb. Goat, we appreciate you, buddy. Do you have a HQ episode on deck tomorrow for our Bulls fans?
We should have one tomorrow for our Bulls fans at 3:30. So tune in for that with me and Mark.
3:30 Central. Will the Goat and Mark K, HQ. Will, appreciate you, buddy. Get home safe. Have a good night.
Take care, guys.
Turn the lights off.
Turn the lights off.
Turn them off.
the United States is like, all right, everybody, time to go. Right,
let's get out of here.
Closing time by Semisonic comes blaring through the PA system.
He's like, Bears got Keenan Allen. Yeah, we gotta
Bears
go.
Got Keenan Allen. Hold on a second.
Get out of here. We got to get out of here, man. Stop this madness.
The law of the comics just said, oh, shit, I'm producing HQ. Good to know that.
Well done.
The CHGO Bears crew is off and running, by the way, on an emergency podcast.
Yes.
Talking about Keenan Allen.
Don't you dare leave.
Please don't. Ooh. If you want to hang out here. While we take this second quick ad break, Joe, do you want to just throw up a quick poll in the comments? Like, hey, what do you want us to spend our remaining 15 to 20 minutes talking about?
That's a great
This one. Bulls lost to the Clippers?
Or Keenan Allen.
Or Bears stuff and yeah. Keenan Allen. Because we'll do either.
We have no problem.
Two diehard Bears fans right here.
Or the third, or other.
Right, or other. But you know,
write in the chat. Write in the chat what you think.
Right, yeah, let us know what you want us to talk about. But also, I just glanced over. I opened a new tab and went to the YouTube homepage to see if they were up and running yet on the Emergency Bears show. They are. There are currently 6.3 thousand people watching their emergency pod about Keenan Allen.
Hey, we've got 81 watching. We've got 81 watching for this 15-point loss.
We beat that with 200 on a loss, baby.
Hey, man.
With 100, our likes, brilliant stuff on the likes, Joe. Brilliant stuff.
I love it.
Troll, Joe.
I love it. Maybe we should have held him hostage for just a little bit longer.
200.
Hit that like button if you haven't done it yet. If you're hanging out with us, we appreciate you. Big Dave, who else was tonight's post-game show brought to us by?
Oh, man, what time is it?
Get down!
Oh, he knew I was ready.
You never know where the ball going, baby. You just be ready for it. You shouldn't have to worry. Shouldn't have to worry when you're buying tickets to your next big event. Mm-mm. Game time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets to all your sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. I don't know why I'm singing this. It just feels right.
Why not?
Killer! Last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and their best price guarantee. Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying those tickets. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the start of the event and even an hour after it starts. It's not the place. No. It's the place to find last-minute seats, find exclusive flash deals, and sponsored deals on tickets for football, hockey, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, and theater, and much, much more. And with zone deals, you pick the section. Game Time does a select and for an average savings. I'll drum roll, Matt Peck.
Clang.
18%. And the Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price possible. So take the guesswork out of buying those tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use that code CHGO, get yourself $20 off your first purchase.
Terms apply.
That's CHGO, get yourself $20 off your first purchase.
Terms apply.
Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Control Joe, tell me what time is it?
Game Time, help.
He sung and hit with the
joke. I mean, joke. Y'all got to take that show on the road. Partridge Family ain't got nothing on you guys.
We got the van and everything.
Get yourself a van.
Ready to go, man.
Reminder, mentioned it when we were kind of plugging goat stuff there at the end of chatting with him, but million reasons to sign up to become a CHGO diehard if you aren't already. Shout out to Jason Ashland claiming diehard membership in the comments recently. You know all the stuff that it gets you, the best of the best from our content team here, from our credentialed reporters here, especially draft coverage.
Yes.
Not only for the NFL draft that is a month and change away, but then right on the heels of that, you got NHL draft stuff. Blackhawks already got their guy, Connor Bedard, but the NHL draft will still happen.
Yes, it will.
As will the NBA draft. The Bulls actually have their first round pick this year. Mm-hmm. That's a fun change of pace. All of the stuff that GOAT is going to be doing for us as far as breaking out draft prospects and looking at some possibilities there for the Bulls is going to be stuff for diehards. So there's some reasons. Mm-hmm. How about 20% off every time you shop at the CHGO Merch Locker, including the new Chicago collection that just dropped last week, celebrating our two-year anniversary. Awesome selections in there. Every time you shop, 20% off, plus the free shirt when you sign up. Anyone you want. 20% off all of our various ticketed events.
Sounds good to me.
Takeovers, CHGO Bears tailgates, before we all go to Soldier Field and cheer on Keenan Allen.
Allen?
Bears wide receiver.
Oh, that's amazing.
That phrase is factually correct.
That's wild.
That's crazy.
Crazy talk.
You know what else is crazy?
Tell me.
Not investing a few pennies a day to become a CHGO diehard. Diehard memberships support us. It helps us grow our network and grow our community. And it's a very simple and frugal investment, and we recommend that you do it. And we appreciate those of you who already have.
That's right. Thank you. Six-time Pro Bowler.
Man.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just laughing at Law in the comments saying, Connor Bedard effing rules.
Yes, yeah, he does.
Did you see he had himself a five-point night the other night?
I did see that.
And they're 7-2 victory? 7-2,
yes. I saw that. It's pretty special, man. He's got something.
Help us, Obi-Wan Bedard. You're our only hope.
Oh, man.
It's kind of how I'm feeling these days as a Chicago sports fan. Yeah. A little bit.
Well, now, it's Bears. I got Bears here. Yeah,
I mean. Okay, you know what? No, buddy. I don't want a wet blanket.
No,
the hype of Bears fans
There's
right
no
now.
Need.
So I won't.
There's no need.
All I've known my entire life as a Bears fan is pain.
It's true. All I know is pain. DMX over here.
All I know is pain, no matter what.
Oh, man. Oh, look at people reading the facts of Keenan Allen. Look at this. This is awesome stuff right here. 1,200 yards and 7 touchdowns last year on 108 receptions.
Yeah, but see, you know what that means.
What's this mean?
He's due for a downswing and being hurt again.
Bear fan.
That's not me being a sourpuss.
Yes, it is.
No, that's me being a Bears fan. That is me being a realist. We can't have nice things. We've never been allowed to have nice things. We had a few nice things for a while in the late aughts. That was fun.
Well, I'm not here for none of this. Did you not see DJ Moore?
I love DJ
Did you
DJ
not
Moore.
See Cole Kmet?
Yeah.
Did you not see Montez Sweat?
Also,
did you not see Jalen Johnson?
Maybe the key is that, Dave, you and I hang out here and do some CHGO Bears watch-alongs.
Oh, I'm
more
down.
Frequently.
Yeah, I agree with that.
We should because the Bears finally getting the first W on the board this past season was me hanging out here with our guy Herb. Mm. That was the DJ Moore game when he put up three tutties on the Commanders.
Oh, that was like a Thursday night game.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That was Thursday night football. Nice. And I'm saying, like, I only have so much, you know, positive vibes to bring to that. Mm-hmm. If we add in your Big Dave Good Luck Charm stuff to that, maybe we're looking at an above 500 football team.
Maybe. I mean, I came to a couple. Just stopped by the studio on a couple Sundays. I didn't stay, but I just stopped by, you know, on a couple Sundays, watched first half, and then I had to dip.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. It should be more. We should do more.
Wow.
Look
at this perfect comment here. Talk about the jambalaya of tonight's show. Sean saying, I am the rare overlap Chargers/Bulls fan.
Wow.
San Diego/Omaha kid in the late 80s. You'll like Keenan. He's tough and smart. NFL DeMar.
Ooh, damn.
What a comp.
Damn.
What a comp for this crazy post game we're having tonight.
Damn. Look, man. Damn. That's awesome. That's all. Here's something for you, man, from Chasen Ashland right here. The schedule is set up perfectly in caps now for the Bulls to finally
Bulls? Okay.
Get back to 500.
Wipeout.
Wizards, Blazers, Rockets. I'm calling it right now. 500 by Thursday, March 21st. Book it.
You know we love you, Chasen Ashland. Always hanging out in the comments. Appreciate you tuning in with us, hanging out with your fellow Bulls fans. Credit to you predicting that 4-0 West Coast trip. You came damn close.
Came damn close.
Clippers got in the way. Just like they got in the way again tonight.
Mm-hmm.
There's one problem with your theory/prediction here.
I'm scared to hear why.
Because sometimes the Bulls are two games under 500, and sometimes they're four. But they are always, as they are tonight, three games under 500. Mm. That is the golden rule.
Mm.
You do not break that rule. That is the equilibrium. That is the homeostasis of this organization. This is what we do. We hover. We tread water. A few games under 500. Flirting with it sometimes, but never making a move. Never! That's such a cute prediction. It's adorable. Using the fact that they have soft opponents on deck, mm-hmm. as if that's ever mattered to these Bulls, this iteration of the Bulls. It harkens back to something that recently our pal Cody Westerlund of 670 brought up and was reminded of when we see the Bulls beat Zion and the Pelicans one night and then lose to the Pistons the next
right.
when they shoot 2 of 29 from 3. Zach LaVine said a couple years ago in one of the Bulls' either upswings or downswings, what we have proven as a group is that we are capable of beating anyone and we are also capable of losing to anyone. So you got a little softy Wizards, Blazers, Rockets on deck? Little three automatic wins?
Turn that voice down, please. Get some
Not happening. Not happening.
Like Chase Nashon says, rules are meant to be broken. Hey, man, I got to give him credit. He was 3-1 on the trip that we all were like, there's no way, absolutely no possible way the Bulls will walk away like that.
Did they go 4-0 on that trip?
They didn't. But who had them at 3-1?
Will they get to 500?
I have no idea.
The answer is the same. It's no.
I have no idea, man. No idea. I'm going to – hey, when the season's over and they can't do it no more, and you know what? I'll like, stop believing it.
At some point, even if the Bulls don't finish above 500 or at 41-41-500 uh-huh. when all 82 games have been played, uh-huh. if at any point between now and the regular season finale they reach 500 – I will happily come on this here program and eat all the crow y'all want to throw at me.
Joey,
crow. I will eat that crow.
Thought he was going to say, I will eat like a veggie burger.
Oh, no. He'd never do that again.
I would never volunteer for that. He'll never ever. Volunteer for that. One time, never again.
Never again. He took two bites.
Again. The most two pointless bites and two pointless swallows I've ever had in my life.
Not tasteless, though. Because it was delicious.
Tasting bad. He is, liked is it. Not.
Mm-mm. Delicioso.
It's not better that it's delicious. Tasteless. Yeah, no, that's look, that's just that's what it is. That's the rule.
That's the rule.
That's the rule.
That's the rule. The rules Bulls, meant to be broken. He's right. They are.
And again, because I like being a sassy told you so kind of person.
Sassy.
I am telling you right now, not gonna happen.
All right.
Bulls got a soft 3-game stretch coming up.
What you got about?
With only 3 games under 500? Oh, look at the could be, maybe, might be it.
How many do you think they're going to win in that 3?
Of the next 3?
Uh-huh.
Wizards.
Rockets, Blazers.
Rockets, Blazers? Dude, you know who can put up points? You know who, even as a young core, have been making the Bulls look silly in the last couple seasons? The Rockets. The
Rockets, yeah.
You know who's on a little tear right now for Portland? DeAndre Ayton.
He is.
Averaging 24-15 after the All-Star break.
Yep.
There are no automatic wins with this Bulls group.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen the replay of the same script too many times now to believe any differently. So, obviously some of that depends on whether or not we get Kobe back and how soon.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're asking me right now, of this stretch of those 3 games against those right 3 now. Opponents, how many do they win?
Yes.
2, maybe 1.
I got them at 2-1. I'll give them that. 2-1. They go 3-0. Wow.
They won't, because that would mean them getting back to 500.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And Matt said that's not the rule.
It's not the rule. It's not how it works.
Not how it works. You know how work things work around here, man.
Hey,
Keenan Allen.
Jason Ashland said, if I'm wrong, I'll super chat you $10. There you go. Get that in writing, Joseph.
Well, this ain't right. There you go, sir. Oh. There it is. Keenan Allen's on the Bears.
He is.
That's so wild.
He, man.
He's so good.
So I think I saw Chase maybe earlier in the comments. Or no, okay. Chris in the comments asking. I think they just he posed a question to just CHGO. Trade the pick or not?
Oh, trade the pick? No. Absolutely not. Never in my lifetime. Matt talks about being a Bears fan forever. Never in my lifetime as a Bears fan have I ever been in this position right here to not only have the number one pick, but to choose a generational type talent. Or y'all can argue, debate, whatever you say about that. But a quarterback that can actually change your franchise or help set it up for years to come. Even if it doesn't, the fact the Bears are in this position to make this decision, I've never seen it ever. And I would love to make that decision and take anything that comes with that, because I have seen the Bears have greatness at every single position on his team, including long snapper. I've never seen it at the quarterback position. I'd like to go for that, if you don't mind. Not good. Not really good. Great.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go for greatness.
Mm-hmm.
I will take this risk to go for great. He don't work out? Fine, he don't work out. But if he do work out, oh, girl. Oh, nah. I can't wait.
Can you run that collection of syllables by me?
Oh, sure, sure. That was just, if it works out, man.
there was more of a guttural element to that. That's what I heard. I think I'm with you. I, for a while, was a part of the crew that was like, you know what? I mean, like, gosh, I have seen so many incredible things from Justin.
Yeah.
Speaking of Bears fans who just want to see greatness from the quarterback position.
Yeah.
We saw glimpses of it from Justin.
Saw glimpses of it, for sure.
From the past couple seasons.
No doubt.
I watched Justin Fields do things on a football field that I was like,
what? Miami comes to mind immediately.
Insane shit.
Yes.
The whole package? Game-winning drives? Fourth quarters? Not so much. And look, I am also yet sold on the level that some Bears fans and some just NFL draft talkers seem to be convinced that Caleb Williams is the next coming of Jesus.
Yeah.
As if that mattered. He was a carpenter. He didn't matter. But like, I've watched the tape on Caleb Williams. He looks like a good, above average, maybe even at times great, college quarterback. Pardon my skepticism. And I'm not saying that to trash him in any way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying it's skepticism. But as a Bears fan who agrees with you wanting to see greatness from the QB position finally and having this rare opportunity to spend the number one overall pick on a talent that other people are talking about like that, just because I don't necessarily see it yet, there must be some reason that so many people are talking about him as that kind of prospect. So if you are the Bears, you have no reason not to.
You got
to
go get it.
Take a chance on that guy.
You got to go try, man. You have to try. You at least have to try. Again, if they end up keeping Justin, I'm not going to be mad. I'm not going to be pissed here because I know that means I'm going to end up with Marvin Harrison Jr. at least. Or I'm walking away with a stupid haul. Like, so I'm not just completely upset here because Justin, like you just said, Justin Fields is a damn good quarterback and an awesome football player who has done things on this field. I'm like Matt said, your eyes said, what? Unbelievable. Made throws that I'm still like, unbelievable. That some of those receivers just plain old dropped when he was putting it in the bread basket, man. So, no, Justin Fields is legit. But if you got a chance to go for this, and you got an opportunity to go for this, and you've never had that opportunity in your history as a team, you got to do it, man. You can't pass on 2 years straight, pass on that?
And that would be the craziest part about it.
That's tough, bro.
Having the number one pick in consecutive drafts.
And not drafted, no.
And last year, I loved it.
No, it was a great move.
I loved them. Excellent trading move. Down last year.
I loved it. I was all for it.
Yeah, because now Fast forward to today, we're talking about having a wide receiver duo of DJ Moore and Keenan Allen.
Correct.
The Bears don't have DJ Moore if they don't trade down.
Yeah, yeah. Jeff could say that's pretty convincing. We appreciate
it. So we can wrap it here, but Albert Breer tweeted, if you count all of the picks and the subsequent moves that came from everything they got in the Panthers trade, the number one pick last year yielded them Darnell Wright, Tyreek Stevenson, DJ Moore, the first overall pick in this year's draft, second round pick next year that still has not yet been cashed in, and Keenan Allen.
It's pretty good.
That's incredible.
King Paul's.
Pretty goddamn good.
Because the pick that they traded to get Keenan was a pick that they got in the Carolina trade?
They traded from 1 to 9, and then they traded the Eagles pick from that deal. Mm. Yeah.
Wow. That's incredible. Especially if instead of number one pick in this year's draft, you replace that a few years from now with Pro Bowl young QB Caleb Williams. Thanks, Panthers.
Good looking out. Listen, thanks, Panthers. Thanks, Lovie Smith. You know what I mean?
Lovie Smith.
For going for that victory.
A true Chicago hero.
Yes, because like I tell you, you always go for the win. Let the chips fall where they dang on may. No, everybody told them they was crazy, didn't they? You said you're crazy going for the win. What are you doing? CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
Yeah, back up.
True.
Like, it's happened. Let the chips fall where they may, but you go for the victory. Good job. Thank you, Lovey. So, I appreciate you.
So what you're saying is the Bulls need to get CJ Stroud in here because you always go for the win.
Mm-hmm.
They get CJ Stroud, they might win their way out of the play-in tournament so that they can get swept by Boston in the first round.
I'm saying they get...
Always go for the win.
I'm saying get CJ Stroud, get Bryce Young, get Justin Fields, get Caleb Williams, get whoever else you want to go get. Get the 85 Bears in here. Get them all in here because we need all the help in the world.
Otis? Want to get Otis in there?
Come on, mama's boy Otis, one of a kind. Ladies all like me for my body and my mind? Absolutely. Bring them on through. Bars. Come on. Richard Dent, all of them, baby.
Always
Bears.
Always Bars.
Bears.
Always Bears.
Always
and Bulls. Always Bulls.
Always Bulls.
Yeah. We'll get out of here for the night. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out with us. If you are a Bears/Bulls fan, as we are, hopefully you enjoyed this weird amalgamation of whatever the hell tonight's postgame show was. If you are solely a Bulls fan and were largely confused, our apologies. Things will return to normal.
Look at Lawrence. Lawrence said, when the show ends, I want every last one of y'all to jump into the Bears stream and start spamming Henry yes! Drell in the chat.
Y'all going to start talking about Henry Drell missing a three off the top corner of the backboard tonight in the Bears chat.
My God.
Do it.
Do it now.
This is your task.
Do it for us. Do it for Troll Joe.
Also, tell them, can we get some more funk minutes? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Dave and I are off tomorrow. Our guys, Will the Goat and Mark K, will keep you company with an HQ episode live, fresh, 3:30 Central. And then we'll be back for Bulls-Wizards action on Saturday. In the meantime, again, Will_Gottlieb is where you can follow Will for his reporting. AllCHGO.com is where you can read his stuff. Shout out and thanks to our pound producer, Joey Spathis, working all kinds of different jobs tonight.
Yes, he was.
As always, at Joey Spathis. Big Dave Bow, BNWL Sports, Bulls_Peck. We are CHGO_Bulls. Jason Ashland, the bet is on. 3 games under .500.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Now, always, and forever. We love you, Bulls Nation. Bear the F down. See Rubby good.
Bears.
Bulls.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.